Thanks, Joanne. Our second performer is also from out of town. Please welcome 17-year-old guitarist from San Jose, California, Ariadne Smith. Ariadne, you're going to play this beautiful, beautiful guitar piece, and there's a story behind it. You've actually written a college entrance essay about this particular piece, right?
Yes, I have.
So tell us.
This piece is called Un Sueño en la Floresta. It's by a Paraguayan composer, Agustin Barrios Mangaré. And Barrios was not only a composer, but a poet as well. And he wrote a story about the piece. And it goes, Tupa was the supreme protector and spirit of his race. And one day, he came to Barrios and gave him a magic box filled with all the melodies of his America. And Barrios spent many moons by the side of a stream trying to open this box to no avail. And one day another spirit came and gave him 6 silver moonbeams. And with those moonbeams, he was able to open the box and he released all the singing voices and birds of his America. And this piece is the culmination of his quest.
Beautiful story.
Chris, Ariadne, hate to interrupt, but Remember, Chris, we were wondering if Ariadne would like a donut before she plays?
Oh, of course. Very good idea, Joanne.
Ariadne, tell everybody about donuts and swimming.
Well, I'm a pretty competitive swimmer. I swim every day, 2 hours a day. I sometimes even get up at 5:15 to practice before school. And my team is infamous for eating donuts right before we race.
You see? So I thought that if eating a donut helps you swim, it might help you play the guitar. What do you think?
Joanne, I'd never turn down a donut.
That's the spirit. Well, I just happen to have one of this morning's Dunkin' Donuts jelly-filled right here. There you go.
Delicious.
That looks good. And here's a wet wipe.
Oh, thanks.
I would hate to see you get jelly on that guitar.
Very thoughtful, Joanne. Do you think we could put down the donut and let Ariadne play now?
Ariadne, the stage is yours.
Piano en la Floresta by Agustin Barrios Mangaré, played for us by 17-year-old guitarist from San Jose, California, Ariadne Smith. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I think the donuts probably helped that tremolo.
The
you have
sugar,
to keep that
the sugar
high.
Really helped my fingers move. Fast.
Although I thought I detected a Krispy Kreme influence on the performance.
Was a little bit of jelly in there too.
The jelly, the jelly gave it a nice core.
It did. The molten core to it.
You were telling me that when you play the guitar, Ariadne, you love something more than the instrument, more than the instrument itself.
As much as I love the guitar itself, I think I love classical guitar music even more. And I've listened to a lot of different music, orchestral music, different classical instruments, and I've branched out and listened to some jazz and rock and pop, and I've always come back to classical guitar. There's something about the sound that I love.
So the literature written for the instrument really turns you on. Yeah, I absolutely. I mean, hearing a piece like that, I can't imagine getting too far away from it. It's beautiful. Now, you've just returned from a very impressive gathering of artists, young artists.
Yes, I was recently in Miami for the first time in Florida at the National Foundation for Advancement in the Arts, Arts Week, and it was an amazing experience. I met 25 musicians from around the country that were selected, and also the remaining 160 finalists of different art forms, writing, dance, film, visual art. So it was phenomenal. I was just in awe of every single participant.
So workshops, masterclasses, all
kinds
of things.
Yeah, but we also had fun. On the last night, we stayed up almost all night, and we'd go swimming and hide under catamarans and stuff like that.
Very nice. Where did that take place?
It was in Miami at the University of Miami.
So here you are making your second trip to Florida.
Yes, second trip to Florida.
Probably as many weeks or something. Wow.
Yeah.
World traveler. Advancement of the arts. How about advancement personally? I'm really taken by this class you took last summer.
I took an auto shop class with my friend this summer at a local community college. And I would never have imagined myself in an auto shop.
Yeah, what led you to that? I mean, what gave you the idea?
Well, my friend that I took it with is an engineering major at MIT, and she thought it would be fun, and I decided to take it too, and I was lucky that I had her because two of the guys that I was going to take it with dropped out at the last minute, so it was just us with a bunch of auto tech
guys.
Yeah. And it was phenomenal.
I'm sure they thought it was phenomenal too.
Yeah, I was really interested. I recall one time we discussed spark plugs for about 4 hours, and yeah, it was very captivating.
A lot to know.
And my knowledge is really useful because I know girls have a tendency of getting ripped off at the auto shops. So.
Not just girls, I'll tell you.
And a couple of weeks ago, my mom was telling me how our van was idling funny, and I immediately thought of the engine timing. So I think that this might help me in the future.
All of this. Knowledge, information, all this you're just soaking up, and it just comes out so beautifully the way you play.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Just wonderful hearing you, Ariadne, and having
you
with
very
us.
Much.
Thanks very much. Ariadne Smith, 17-year-old guitarist from San Jose, California. Well, we now come to the Tallahassee portion of our show. The next two young musicians we're going to feature live right here in Florida's capital. First,